Show us our money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every time there's a financial meltdown, news outlets run features on why large chunks of your money have just disappeared. And you discover that there are all sorts of investment schemes that you never heard of before. I saw an article over the weekend about a math professor who had parked about $200,000 in an auction-rate security. The article explains that this is a security that you can cash in at the regular monthly auction, which is held who knows where. But the beauty of it is that you get a good interest rate without locking up your money for 5 years. In any case, the professor bought it through a well-known bank, so he figures, how risky can it be? Until last month, when they held this monthly auction, wherever they hold it, and there were no bidders, like abstract art at the church auction. Said the professor, quote, never in my lifetime had customers been unable to rely on an account set up through their local bank. The key word there is through, because in fact, although he made the investment at the local bank, where deposits are guaranteed, the investment was actually placed by the bank's investment division, where the fine print kicks in. That's because years ago we relaxed the rules to let banks have investment divisions under the same brand name. Now, of course, the current doldrums are going to pass, but it occurs to me, wouldn't it be simpler if there were just two kinds of financial institutions? One would be called a bank, where no matter what happens, your money is still there. And the other would be called, what's the word? A casino! Little roulette wheels on the counters instead of calculators. Just to alert you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.